Let's go here. Come on, where is it? Wait a minute, what's going on?
Cineblock's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. If you're a mompreneur in business already, or just contemplating if launching a business is your next step, the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show is made just for you. Host Cena Block is an ex-corporate success story of a self-made mom entrepreneur who started her business, SaneSpaces.com, while working part-time around her young kids' busy schedules. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Cena Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success. Struggling with a mompreneur challenge? Call in live on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and get personal coaching from Cena. 646-595-3163. And now, it's time for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with your host, Cena Block.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show. I am your host, Cena Block, and I'm happy to bring you all the news and tips and tricks to help you run your mompreneur, mom-run business from your work-at-home location. We are here monthly now, providing topics that are relevant to moms in business to help you save time, systematize, get some help and support so that you can do the most important job, which is be a mom. And today's topic today is going to be about project management. And project management has lots of different pieces to it. And so we're going to go through some tips for you that can help you, implement projects in your business from a big picture standpoint, not necessarily the little details, but really help you to get more done with effective project planning and managing tasks and resources. And so that is what we are all about today. But without further ado, I want to say hello to our show producer and our channel producer on Word of Mom Radio, and that is Dori DiCarlo. How are you today, Dori?
Awesome, Cena. Welcome back. It's nice to have you back. It's so fun. We've been, it's the summertime, and let's face it, it is the most challenging of times. We've promoted the archive of your strategies to survive the summer for most of the last month and a half, because let's face it, it is the most difficult time for work-at-home moms right now. So it's nice to have you back live right now.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here, and I'm really excited about this topic. Project management is something that gets kicked around quite often, but it's something that I coach my clients on quite frequently. We work a lot on strategies and project planning and how to actually run their businesses from the cloud. So today's show is going to be a lot about what project management is and why this particular skill is an important skill for anybody who's managing their own business, especially work-at-home people. So hopefully, we'll have some great content to share today. And if anybody, of course, has questions about their own projects, they're welcome to call in at any time. But let's get started. What do you say?
Absolutely.
So usually when you think about project management as a business owner, people, what words come to mind? Time, I guess, resources, products, resources can also include a budget, getting things done with people and other people. And really, these are all the different types of parameters that affect bringing a product to market or bringing a skill or a program to market. As a coach and as a coaching business, much of what I do and much of what I offer are programs. And so, there is a huge portion of these programs that has to do with marketing. Like, we have to market the program so that I make sure that I have the right people in the room and so that I have the content and delivery. But there are all kinds of other aspects to project management. So the way I like to start this out is to start with some kind of an assessment, and I'm going to just ask some questions to the listeners here, and I want you to, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not at all, and 5 being very often for yourself, I just want you to answer these 20 questions for yourself, okay? And we're going to start here. So for each one, give yourself a 1 for not at all, or give yourself up to a 5. 5 would be very, very often. And here are the 20 statements that are going to kick us off for project management skills. Number 1, I communicate what needs to be done, by what deadline, and expect the people to whom I assign the work to be responsible for breaking down the work packages into smaller and more manageable pieces. If you gave yourself a 1, it would be not at all. A 3 would be something like a sometimes, and a 5 would be a very often. Okay, so do you break it down into manageable pieces, or do you ask other people to break it down for you? Number 2, when I choose other people to work with, I base my decision on their ability to deliver on time as well as on their rate. 1 would be not at all, and up to 5 would be very often. Number 3, I prepare a specific timeline and sequence of activities, and I use this schedule to manage the overall project and ensure its timely completion. So 1 would be not at all, and up to 5 for very often. Number 4, question 4, when a project begins, I work with the sponsor, or I work with the people who are funding the project, to negotiate and agree on specific deliverables. 1 to 5, 5 top, 1 bottom. Number 5, project teams that I use are temporary. I don't really worry much about people's personalities, and I really expect and select team members based on their technical skills. That would be 1, not at all, and 5, very often. Number 6, at the start of the project, I formally outline all the different pieces of the project with a document so everyone in the process can understand how the elements fit together. 1 is not at all, and 5 is very often. Okay, question number 7. I consider a variety of cost alternatives when developing my original project budget. Number 8, I outline clear expectations for the project team, and I manage their individual and collective performance as part of the overall process. Number 9, when a project is behind schedule, I work with people to find a solution rather than blame. 1 would be not at all, and 5 would be very often. And number 10, I identify as many potential project risks as I can, and I develop a plan to manage or minimize each one of them, large or small. Not at all, very often. Okay, we have 10 more questions to go. 11, because projects involve so many variables that change often, I let the plan develop on its own as time passes for maximum flexibility. Give yourself a 1 for not at all. Give yourself up to a 5 if you do this quite regularly. Number 12, I use customer requirements as the main measure of quality for my projects. Again, 1 to 5 as your rating scale. Number 13, I monitor any risks as the project continues. Number 14, I give people a deadline to complete their project work, and I expect them to manage the details regarding coordinating with others. 1 to 5. Number 15, I keep all project people informed and up to date with regular meetings and distribute communication changes. 1 to 5. Number 16, I define specifically what I need and expect from the project, and use these expectations to manage scope. That's 1 to 5. We got 3 more to go. Number 17, forecasting costs is more art than science. So I pad my funds for the budget. 1 to 5. 18, I present project status information in easy to access format so everyone on the team can get to it. 1 to 5. Number 19, delivering on time and on budget are the most important things for me. 1 to 5. And the last one, when I contract for others' services or goods, I choose suppliers based on familiarity and my past relationship with them. 1 to 5. Okay, that's a lot of data to start a radio show with, but I really love to take a moment in time. And for those of you who are really into this layer in your business, these are the aspects, what I just asked you to take a look at, these are the aspects of project management that are the detail levels that many, many people are really not aware of when they start into managing projects. But we are going to talk through several of these areas. And at this point, what I'd like you to do is calculate a score for yourself. I'd like you to add up all the numbers that you answered of the 20 statements. And I'd like you to give yourself a tally, like a full total score for your number. And I'd like to then talk to you about where you stand right now regarding your project management skills. So if you scored anywhere from 20 to 46 in your total score, it's basically your response right now and your level of finesse and productivity with project management is probably focused much more on the day-to-day activities rather than the big picture. So one of the things that you're going to want to do is get yourself to a place where you're spending more time on planning and strategy and preparation. Because when you do that, you'll see a big, big improvement on your project outcomes. So many people get so wound up in the details of project management that they don't start with that big strategy and big picture. But when you do start from there and you have more of a scope or a bird's eye view of your project, it really helps you to stay productive, stay on task, and really helps you deal with last minute surprises that can come up as part of the planning process. So creating that developmental plan and strategy will help you move that score up and help you actually have a lot more satisfaction with your own projects. So that's if you scored 20 to 46. If you scored anywhere from 47 to 74, you are at, you know, the skilled level of project management. There are probably some areas that you could focus in on that would be helpful to you, and it will depend on how you answered the questions above. But these are your outcomes are often good with projects. You may have last minute changes. There may be some things that are below the expectations that you have, and you may need to focus a little bit on planning so that you can prepare for the unexpected. The more time you put into planning and strategy, the better your project outcomes will be if you're scoring in the 47 to 74 quadrant. Now, if you're scoring in the 75 to 100 quadrant, you are probably pretty good at project management. You're more accomplished. You probably have several projects, successful projects, under your belt and have enough experience that you're pretty confident in your ability to deliver on projects when you're put to the task. Most of your projects have a pretty successful end, and you are good at it. So what you need to do in this case, in terms of development and improvement, is your job is to actually help people on your team become better at it and become better at project management skills. It's if you're at this level of performance, 75 to 100 as your final score, You are leading by example, and you're providing opportunities for other people on your team to manage parts of the project. If you're in business for yourself, like most of us are who listen to this show, this means that you are certainly ready to begin delegating to other people, and if you haven't yet, you need to, because you're at a level that you can manage yourself and your expectations and learn to leverage other people's strengths who might work for you in support positions. So you want to take a look at your project at its completion and make sure that you are really leveraging your time doing the best things you can be doing. And this includes the bigger picture pieces. Sometimes it includes the communication, the strategy, and the setup. And you're probably at that place where you would really, really do well to get some taskmasters in place, if you haven't yet, to get you on track and to save some time, because your time is probably best spent doing other things. So that is that's the first assessment that I wanted to put out there. And now regarding the skills, like what you want to make sure you're doing with project management is focusing on certain areas of managing a project. So let's take a look at some of these areas specifically. Now, the first one I want to explore is how it is scope, project scope. Now, project scope can be, it's really defined as the full landscape of what it takes to begin a project and bring it to fruition. Sometimes with scope, there is something called scope slip or scope creep in project management speak, and this can really, really affect outcomes. But projects have kind of a nasty habit of expanding as they go along, and scope slip and scope creep have to do with not hitting deadlines. Now, where this matters when you're in business with yourself, for yourself, and, you know, I see this happen to me quite frequently when I have projects that I'm rolling out. I'm working on a big launch right now for my program. The Business Marketing Makeover Program is going to relaunch again. It's my six-month group coaching program, and we're scheduled to launch it in September. And so right now, we're working on a lot of the scope, and that includes defining things like deadlines and timelines and when things will be emailed out and when things will be posted and how we're going to get everybody in the same room for this program and make the offer to the people that this program will best serve. So we've talked through much of the scope, and we're determining, you know, how big is it, how wide is it going to go, and how am I going to actually get it out there. So scope management has a lot to do with beginning a project with a very clear schedule and delivery times of when you expect things to be completed. And it also has to do with identifying the expectations for all of the people's roles in the project. So scope is handled within that, and it's a great way to start your strategy. Pairing for that requires, you know, knowing what you're doing, knowing who your audience is, knowing what the project is designed to deliver on. What are the results that you expect out of this project? And having those things in place will help you with managing your scope of your project. The second thing that I always focus in on, and this is the one that a lot of people kind of put to the side when they're in business by themselves, but that is cost management. And cost management is something that, as quick starts and as people who are in business for ourselves, sometimes we kind of put these analytical details to the side. But cost management has to do with how you systematically go about estimating how long your project's going to take, getting your budgeting put together, how much money do you have to spend on certain things, and how you manage that budget along the way. Again, we start with the scope piece. There can be scope creep, and there can also be cost creep in projects. And this often happens, especially when you are being in business by yourself if you have not hired really good taskmasters to complete project tasks. Sometimes these costs can really escalate without you really knowing. You know, I have several different people on several different projects, and one of the things that I try to do as a business owner is I try to get an estimated cost before I assign work to my support team so that I'm aware of what things are going to cost and an estimate of what things are going to cost. There is a tendency, and I know that I tend to deal with this myself with my own business, but there's a tendency to kind of like not pay attention to that and then have a giant surprise at the end or at project delivery that your costs that you estimated were double, triple, quadruple in terms of time and what it took to actually bring it to fruition. So cost management is a huge concern. It's a huge area that you want to focus in on when you're at the planning stages of your budget. And, you know, this is something that we always had to do in corporate. We had to create a budget for whatever we were rolling out. And sometimes I know, you know, business owners themselves will either underestimate those costs and the cost of doing business, or sometimes because many people in business by them for themselves are not detail-oriented people, will underestimate how long things actually take. So I think it's critically important for mompreneurs and anyone else who's an entrepreneur to really understand and try to get a really good estimating process that is ongoing so that you can drive your costs and for monitoring financial performance. You know, there's nothing worse than expecting something to cost $400, $500 in virtual assistant time and it comes back as, you know, a couple of $1,000. Like that's a cost that it's almost impossible to do anything about, because if you're not at the detail level and you way underestimated that can run your project amok and almost shut it down. I mean, there are many, many times when, you know, you just can't keep up. So to get better at managing costs, it's really good to take a look at the deliverables and sit down with your team members who are responsible for the tasks and creating those tasks and getting them done, to sit down and say, okay, what do you estimate this to be? How long do you think this might take? What is missing from my project plan that may come up? What are the unforeseen things that I'm not planning for here? So if you can sit down with your team at the beginning during, you know, your scope meeting and so forth, to get those things under control and to go over it and have a good idea, forecasting your costs can really be much more under control so that you don't have to be hugely surprised for cost. All right, the third place that I talk a lot about is schedule management. Now, how are you going to manage the time it takes for things to get done? And how long will it take you to get things done for your project? Projects can easily grow when you talk about scope slip and time management. And it's shocking sometimes how one little thing might completely shift a schedule. So it's important to clearly define in the schedule when things will occur and when things will be reasonably completed. And then, of course, whenever you're planning a schedule or a rollout schedule, you're going to want to plan some slippage time, some schedule time that you have to kind of catch up. In project management terms, the words that are used at this layer of schedule management, there are things called a work breakdown structure. When you're, you know, really into project management, you would use things like a critical path analysis. You know, what are the critical pieces that we have to complete and what are actually just nice to have pieces? So when you get to this layer of your project, you're going to want to make sure that you know what the milestones are that you have to hit and by when so that you can stay on scope. The other tools that are used are just pretty much project scheduling tools, and other people might be interested in something called Gantt charts, which are bar charts, G-A-N-T-T. But they help give you a visual view, a bird's eye view of what's going on and where things are in the process. Now, as a person who's running your own business, as a mompreneur, you know, your projects probably, unless you're running a construction company and building highways as your business, or maybe you're refurbishing homes or, you know, whatever, most often, unless you have a really big team, you're not really going to involve yourself with something like a work breakdown structure or Gantt charts. Most often, you will be best supported with schedule management with some of the cloud-based tools. One of my favorites is Asana. But many, many teams will use online project tools like Teamwork and Task Manager, Asana, Zoho. There's many, many out there, and each has its pluses and minuses, but many of those project management tools have everything to do with scheduling and how each of the tasks will be scheduled and delivered on time. The places that you really want to pay attention to with schedule management are, you know, the sequences of activities. What needs to come first? What can come next? What can, you know, can things have parallel paths where you're actually working on one thing that is not related to something else or not waiting on something else, but at the same time? And here you're also going to want to come around to thinking about contingencies if your project gets behind schedule. If you ever have to work, you know, to keep things on track, what's going to happen with your schedule if you get behind schedule? And how are you going to deal with that? And what are the red flags that you need to be aware of that will cause you to have to re-coordinate and fix your deadlines? So that is, you know, the schedule is a huge important piece. And generally, this is the area that most people focus on with project management. This is it. They're like, okay, I'm going to launch this project. Let me just put it on the calendar and get it done. They don't think about scope. They don't necessarily think about costs up front. They just think about getting it done and putting it into place and putting it on a calendar. But those scope and cost management pieces are huge. There are three other areas that I want to go through before we actually – three or four other areas that I want to go through. But I'd love, Dori, if you're there, I'd love to hear from our sponsors today.
I am coming back. I had actually muted myself just in case things got noisy on my end in the country here. Our sponsors today, I want to share a little bit from Victoria Thornton and BizM Solutions. So let's hear from them really quickly.
Hi ladies, it's 2015 and it's time to let go of the limiting thoughts and the self-doubt and break through the fear that's holding you back. I'm Victoria Thornton and I'm the creator of Uncover Your Diamond. In this 7-week program, you'll gain new levels of confidence and really become connected to your inner beauty. You'll let go of the negative inner voice and find clarity about what you want and how to create a fulfilling and balanced life. I can teach you tools and strategies to have the courage to go after your dreams and make them a reality. Life is way too short, and this is your time to shine. So come on over to uncoveryourdiamond.com and get registered now.
And BizM Solutions, Janice Clark is the other half of our fabulous Tuesday Business Spotlight, and you can find her at bizmsolutions.com. We've been running a series that she's been doing on Hootsuite and the dashboard, and I know Sina is such a huge fan of being able to have those tools that can make your time online productive, and Janice has been going step by step through all of the different things, and that's why she is the, you know, she and Sina are the perfect tag team here in our Tuesday Business Spotlight. And I want to get back to Sina live here with project management. I hope you guys are taking notes. I know I am. So back to you, Sina.
Thanks, Dori. That's great. And thank you to our sponsors. It's always great to know that they're out there and helping other moms in business. It's so so wonderful to see this whole group of collaborative support growing and thriving for other moms in business. So Thanks so much for being here and for jumping in the arena with us.
Absolutely.
Right, right. So we were talking earlier in the show all about project management. We covered an assessment that I gave. So if you're just tuning in right now, I'd recommend that you kind of start at the beginning and go through this assessment. It's 20 questions. Give yourself a score. And then I go through what that interpretation, that score means and where you are right now. The big areas for project management that we've already covered are scope, costs, and schedules. And now I want to talk about the three big areas of people, communication, and, quality / risk. So as a mompreneur, it's really, really important that at some point, if you're really in your business needs you to be in your business, and your business needs you to be selling and dealing with your clients. And there's so many parts of business that have really nothing to do with clients. It has to do with branding and advertising and marketing and social media and all these other things that are really the other pieces that fall on the outskirts of getting your brand out there and getting new clients, but they're not really servicing the clients. All of those parts of your business have to do, when you get to a certain point, you just need help. You need other people who can give you back your time, basically. And so as such, as a mompreneur, you also become a manager, a people manager. And in that, it's important for you to hire and get the right types of skills that you will need, both technical and interpersonal skills. Now, technical skills are things like knowing how to use certain tools and online systems. You know, I use Infusionsoft as my CRM and my database and my back end and my shopping cart. And Infusionsoft is a giant, giant machine. And there are things I can do in Infusionsoft after using it for 3 years. And most things I really don't know how to do in Infusionsoft. So it was really important to me. And I have to say, on the people management side, I've had various levels of support in terms of skills and technical skills. This is a critical piece. I first hired somebody who had built a lot of things in an old part of Infusionsoft that was no longer valid. But what I would try to do is I tried to, save money in my budget, and I tried to, hire somebody who didn't cost as much. And I have to say that although that seemed like it was the exact right decision to do at the time because of the, I looked at the cost creep and the cost scope, and I thought that this was such a great deal, I got to tell you that most of the stuff that was built 3 years ago has been built over twice. So while I may have saved on the first time, I've had to redo it two times over, and each time I've hired other people at higher brackets. So, you really, when you get to this point, if you're working in technology, if you are not a WordPress web designer, yes, you can do it, but I really recommend that you save yourself the heartache and the effort and all of the time wasted in mistakes, and you look to find people who have the right technical skills matched to what you're looking for. In order to do that, you need to outline the performance expectations that you have. You need to sit down and you need to say, okay, what tasks do I want this person to complete ongoingly for me to save me time? It is a critical piece to your growth stage of business. You can scoot along and you can spend all your time, and I'm raising my hand in the room because I was one of the people who did exactly that. Oh, I need a website. Let me just learn how to build a website. And, hundreds of hours later, I had a crappy little website that I put up online that didn't do anything that needed it to do, and I had to redesign it. So redesigned it once, redesigned it twice. Then I finally got somebody who could really help me integrate everything that I needed to integrate. And yes, I had to invest. I had to make an investment in my business that was actually a cash investment. And this is a hard place. So if you're in your business right now and you're spending extraordinary times trying to learn technical skills that you really have no background in, this is a red flag. This is a time for you to step back and say, okay, let me invest in myself. Let me invest in my future business. Let me invest in the clients that want to do work with me. And let me invest in finding somebody with the right technical skills. The people management part of that is understanding what you need done and then going and looking for recommended resources from other people in other places who are using these types of support people. Now, there's a couple caveats here. Remember, I have hired people from my past career who are still in corporate, and they're great, and they have skills, but they are really not aligned with what it takes to be an entrepreneur and what is necessary. And I really think it's important for you, if you are a mompreneur and you're building a small business and as an entrepreneur, it's important for you to work with other people who know this industry, who know what it takes, who know what works, and who have some hacks. And there are lots and lots of groups of people with technical skills that are managed and grouped together for you. You know, there are groups of virtual assistants. There are groups of WordPress builders. There are groups of graphic designers. And depending on the tasks that you need managed and the performance that you need them to do for you will depend on what you want to get out of it. So be sure that when you're getting your people together, that you're finding people with the right skills match for you. And then you're going to want to monitor them. And that brings me to my next layer of project management, which is communication. As with most situations, you know, communication is key to having the right people doing the right things in the right way at the right time. And it all starts with communication. That's what I started to talk about when we talked about scope and project scope and schedule management. Your communication, how you communicate, is essential to your success with projects as a business owner. And it's important for you to create some type of communication strategy that allows you to have accessibility to your team. I am a huge fan of these online tools that allow you to give comments that are directly related to tasks at hand. It'll save you a lot of time to set yourself up in a tool like Asana, and you won't have to be caught in, you know, 900 different emails back and forth about the same task. When you work within a project management tool like that, you can share information about certain tasks and save yourself an awful lot of time, redundancy, and, you know, risk, because you lost an email because you accessed it from your phone and now you can't get to it on your computer because it's already downloaded. So communication is huge, and there are programs and dashboards and online cloud-based reporting tools that allow you easy access and total on-time online communication at all times. So I highly recommend that you pay some attention to that as well. And then, you know, the last piece is really just the quality and risk. Sometimes these are heavier duty project management skills, but when you talk about risk, what happens? What do you do? This is about creating contingency plans and workarounds in case your original plan becomes in jeopardy for some reason, in case something tragic happens. I mean, just this summer alone, two people on my team had deaths in their family. And they were, you know, it's an impact that you don't really think about. And of course, when something like that would happen with somebody on your team, you want them to, you want to completely free them from their obligation to what you're doing, but you have to be aware that as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, that these things can happen, and they are completely unplanned. They're completely, you have no control whatsoever. The only control that you do have is to nail down some of these other pieces so that when something may occur, you are able to respond in the quickest way way possible. You know, I was at a business mastermind retreat for my own business and my own coaching last week, and my assessment tool, my time and space style inventory, broke down. And I was in closed-door sessions for 3 days straight and on airplanes. And my team had to manage this breakdown without me, and they had to make decisions, and they had to work independently, and they had to communicate with each other, and they had to troubleshoot and problem solve and test and run things through my shopping cart. And I was so happy that I had, again, the right people in place, and that we had enough of a communication platform that allowed us to maintain some communication and keep things moving while I was away. Otherwise, it would have been a disaster. You know, as a result, only, you know, a handful of people got caught in the process of the breakdown, and we were able to manage through it and, you know, have a positive result. But those things happen. And I think when you're considering project management as a business owner, you have to consider, when you're putting your scope together, that each of these areas could at any point slip. And, you know, it's important for you to really learn skills of negotiation and conflict resolution and people management skills and problem solving skills, so that when things happen, they can come to resolution. Everyone can make the most of their time and stay productive. And, you know, you have the outcomes that you expect when you begin your project. So that's an awful lot of content for our program today, Dori. And, you know, my training background comes out full force when I do my Word of Mom, Managing Mompreneurs show. So any comments or observations about our content today, Dori, while we wrap our content up?
I actually really like the 20 questions, because your answers in those 20 questions to me really define where your strengths and where you need more strength. I hate to say strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, you know? Very good. And you know, I think, you know, if you're just tuning in now and you didn't get those 20 questions, just restart the recording and you can hear them there. But yeah, each one of those, I mean, it's pretty clear based on the questions that I asked what we're talking about there. So where you have answers in the onesie twosies, in the lower scoring areas, focus in on those critical skills if you want to either hire help in that area or get better at it. Those are your weakness. Those are your areas of weakness. So great. I'm really glad that worked for you, Dori. Great. How do you feel about these topics regarding project planning and project management?
You know what? It's so funny because they sound so simple. You know, when you look at the six different, you know, you're looking at the scope, you're looking at the cost, the schedules, the people, the communication, and the quality, you know, and risk assessment kind of a thing. It sounds so simple, but then when you go to put it into practice, it's like, oh, you know, it's like a business plan, and you've done them on your show. Without, you know, without a business plan, let's face it, I can drive from Connecticut to California. I'm going to get there. But without a map, I'm kind of really meandering along. And it really is. It's right in there with your business plan. Having that project management, really looking at those 20 questions, is going to really pinpoint where you are being effective and where you need to work and clarify things for you that are going to make your business run smoothly, which is why I love your Managing Mompreneur Mayhem show, because that's what it's all about. You know, is putting it simply. We did your, we shared an archive of the legal 101, and people were like, wow, I wish I had heard this when I first started my business. And it's like, doesn't matter. You can still repair anything you haven't done. Yeah. And, you know, and things like that. So, you know, at any point, these are the shows that are going to help you get that pathway defined for where you want you and your business to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I want to make sure that people who are listening have a call to action. If you want more information on any of these types of things, or if you're interested in working with a coach, fixing your marketing, fixing your branding, and really making the most of your time, getting organized in your businesses, so you can have more time for your life, I really would love to have you come over to sanespaces.com and, you know, get in touch with me. There's a contact us page. You just fill it out. You can get on my calendar. We can have a discovery call, and we can discuss what's going on in your business and where your difficulties are and see if I can help, because I have a lot of layers of programs and packages available between one-on-one coaching all the way down to group coaching and other programs that are really applicable to you and running your own business. I truly believe that moms in business are going to change this world, and I believe that your most important job is being a mom. Otherwise, you wouldn't have launched your business as a mompreneur. So I'm here to help and support you, and I have a new programs coming out this year as well. But get on the calendar. Let's chat. Let's talk about what your business, what's happening for you in your business, and let's get you on track. So again, I'm wrapping up a little bit early today, Dori, but I want to say thanks to our sponsors.
Absolutely. BizM Solutions and Victoria Thornton Live and Uncover Your Diamond. You know, I love all of the product, the service providers that we have as sponsors. And, you know, Victoria, a lot of women don't give themselves permission to shine. They really don't. So I love her Uncover Your Diamond program. It's a great program just to kind of get in touch with that, almost that inner goddess, you know, that we are all celebrating here on Word of Mom Radio. It's what it's all about. So what's coming up for you next month, Sina?
Oh, this is just ridiculous.
You know, this is like my, I'm sorry, guys. For those of you who tune in regularly, you know it's my in-joke.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so I've got it. I wrote it down. I have Mompreneur Marketing Tactics. Yes, what works for mompreneur marketing, and that is our show for August. I hope everybody can tune back in on August 18th, and we are going to talk about the different marketing tactics that work for your mom-run business.
Awesome. Well, for Little Housekeeping tomorrow, Productive Play is here with three really important success tips for your preschooler. I love our preschool shows and our children's shows. They're so much fun, and it's so much fun to pepper all of this in. And I myself am technically on vacation until August, and our lineup coming up August, September, October, and November is just off the charts with the women that I have connected with online. And I took a page out of my Planapalooza. Thank you very much. I'm just going to be, you know, throwing Sina Block's program out there. But I was like, well, you know, I knew I was going on vacation in July, basically, because my son just got married. So I was like, let me get some shows scheduled. I am scheduled through the middle of December.
Awesome.
I was like, oh, Sina's going to be so proud.
You fought it for 2 years, but now you're doing it. You're doing it.
I'm serious. Well, you know, but I'm serious. I was like, Sina is going to be so proud. And you know what? I'm just a proof to show that old dogs, new tricks, they actually can happen. You know, I tend to schedule things a few weeks in advance. And I was like, I have to tell you that honestly, I scheduled those shows in 3 days. The response was just so ridiculous. All of the different women. We have new sponsors coming on starting in August. There's going to be so many new things happening on Word of Mom Radio to kick off, you know, August and then the fall. It's just remarkable. And Sina, thank you for being one of our cornerstones here, because you know that you are. You and Janice are that, you know, that business spotlight cornerstone that is so critical for mompreneurs and moms in biz and work-at-home moms and businesswomen. And I have news for you. I get a lot of feedback from a lot of men who listen to your show, Sina, who are like, man, this woman knows what she's talking about, you know? So I thank you for being such a fabulous host, all of the wonderful guests and our listeners and everybody who's here supporting the show. We just couldn't do it without you. So I will see you next week. I know you have a 2 o'clock call. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being part of this, you know, show and everything that's going on. So Sina, we'll see you next month. And for everybody else, thanks so much for being here. This is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of everyone from Word of Mom Radio. Go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.